Punkanoi Worldwide. Got another one here for France. It's the fifth this go-around, 12th overall featuring French bands on this one and the next one. Going to be focusing on releases that came out since 2020. This one will be more of your oi, maybe some street punk, maybe some of that post-punk oi, dark wave, cold oi, whatever you want to call it type stuff. We'll be mixing some of that. And then the next one will be just a variety of punk that all features bands with releases after 2020. At least for the most part, I might have one or two like right at the beginning as I have done, just because. But we are going to be getting into this one here. We're going to jump into, if you were listening to the last one, that just came out yesterday, but it doesn't necessarily mean you listened to it yesterday. You might be listening back to back, or maybe didn't even catch that one. I don't know. But point is, we have one 2019 release just because I had an extra, so I bumped it. So it kind of ties us into, I suppose. We played the band Capo Blood, but they have a new release. We played something from them, and that's the release that I had featured from the band, brand new release. Well, they've got older stuff too, and I really dig it, and so we're going to feature them here. We haven't featured them as a part of French, just as a part of new music coming out. September 21st of 2019, they released On Sera Là, and their new release, Les Années Bergot, is an EP that they put out March 3rd of this year. You can find that on Crom Records, and I believe you can find this one also on Crom Records. The band are a street punk band since 2012, features band members, or I think maybe they were known as Domaskins, from 2012 to 2015, and then Blood Crew and Saber Army and Bordeaux Punks and Skinheads. I think all of that is associated here. I don't know how, but I want to mention in case you do. Bordeaux is where they're from. Capo Blood, K-A-P-O-B-L-O-D on Facebook and K-A-P-O underscore B-L-O-D on Instagram. Troll d'accumulation. And I'm sure my French is terrible, as I've told you on all of these episodes. It should be better. That's what you get. That's the track. We're going to check it out. Give you a reason to go check out their older stuff, along with the new stuff that we already played earlier this year, back when we did new songs for March. So let's get to it. Capo Blood.
Yeah.
fucking good. What a banger. That was going to be the closer on the last one. And as I like to say, because I play stuff I like, as you probably heard me say in the last one, all killer, no filler, so good, Capo Blood. Next up, we're going to be playing a band from Montpellier in France. They're a punk band that is south of France. That's where Montpellier is. An anti-fascist band, as I think most of them that we play here are. You know, not everybody says it, but I think they all, by their actions, go through or just demonstrate that. Anyway, Anti-Clockwise, they are found on Facebook at anti-clockwise.int and over on Instagram, Anti-Clockwise Punk. You can find them on both. They put out an album called Riot, May 31st of 2020, just over 5 years ago. Great stuff. If you haven't heard it, well, we're going to check out a track right now from it called Streets. It's a full length, so if you like it, go check out more. This is the only release I saw. It does say Edinburgh, UK on there as location under the band's name over on their Facebook page, or sorry, their Bandcamp page, rather. But it does clarify that is a punk band from Montpellier in south of France. So in case I've got something wrong here, they're a great band either way. We're going to feature them now. So here is Streets. Anti-Clockwise. Again, I could be wrong. Maybe they're actually from Edinburgh. They did kind of sound English. But it says on the Bandcamp page. So that's what I went off of. Either way, cool stuff. And I guess I just won't be featuring them over on when we do Scotland again. Anyway, next up, another band who is definitely from France. Surcis. Surcis. We played Sans Surcis, not to be mistaken with this band. Sans Surcis, we played on the last episode off their self-titled. They're out of Paris and started in 2012. This band is from Cannes, Nantes, and Marseille. I didn't see any social medias for Surcis. This is also, we got quite a few in a row from our pal Rude Boy Groot. There's only one, two, three more besides the first two I played that weren't specifically recommended for this episode. They were on my original list of episodes. See, if I would have just stuck to the ones I was going to do without all of these great recommendations, we might have only got like three, maybe two and a half, three, something like that. But with all the great recommendations, Fruit Boy Groot and others, We added another three, so six this go around. I like it. A lot of cool bands I got to discover, including this one. September 22nd of 2020, they released Entre Perte et Profit, and we are going to feature the track Entre une Néant et une Autre. So let's go. Here we go with the band Circis. Entre une Néant et une Autre. Great stuff there. Next up, we've got the band Acran. So I did feature this band. This one is, I think, the exception of all the bands. I did feature this band last time around. They didn't have something new that we're playing from, but Rude Boy Groot recommended this one, which, like I said, I already played the band, but he actually recommended a different track than we've played from the band previously. Plus, Ben Sauce. Also checking out, I think was on Facebook, maybe it was on Instagram, but either way, recommended we check this out. Though I have, maybe somebody else hasn't, so we definitely are going to throw them on here. You can find their releases, Primatour Crew. We're going to throw on something from their self-titled release, Acran. Not to be mistaken with Cran, who we will be playing later on in this episode, as they have put out something newer. That came out November 11th of 2020, so not quite 5 years ago. The band are found at Acran Band over on Facebook and on Instagram. The track that we will play, Guel Casse, and that's G-U-E-U-L-E-C-A-S-S-E-E. I'm sure I did that terribly. Nonetheless, they'll do it justice here in the track. They're from Paris. Let's go with Acran. Cran, killer band, Primatour Crew. Make sure you go check them out there. We've got a bunch of releases through Primatour Crew. I don't have the Akran one, but you can definitely go check out more Primatour Crew releases that I have and that they also have here in Europe. That you can get whatever they've got available, I think, through Primatour Crew. I've got Ad Vitam, Ain't Right, Beton Army's collection, which is fantastic. They just put out a new album. That is not this. This is something prior to this. But I have that available here in the Americas. Cantagruel, that was brand new as of March. Revanche, Squelette, Swingo Porkies, which is a fantastic release. Featured that not too long ago. Tesson and Ultra Razia Collection. So some good releases nonetheless. And if you're over in Europe, we'll look for stuff like that Akran release. Next up, we've got the band Oi Boys, which... slightly deceptive. I mean, definitely a style of Oi, but not just straight up Oi, by the way. But it's very great nonetheless. They are from Metz in France, played several bands, but I think this is the only one on this episode from Metz. On September 18th of 2021, they put out the album Oi Boys, and we are going to be playing the track Mon Dernier Dieu. So let's get to that release right now. Here are Oi Boys.
Come on, you saw my son.
boys. Mon dernier deux. Great stuff there from 2021. Next up, we've got the band Boss. Last of the 2021 releases, December 3rd of 2021. Boss released Cash 'Em In EP on Static Shock Records. It is a French-British-American rock band based out of Greater Paris with Jonah Falco and Maxime Smadja, who we did feature, what was that, last episode? Yep, also available, or also in the band Condor and Mind's Drawn a Blank. There we go. I got it right here. Don't worry, don't you worry. On top of Condor, you got Boss and Reeks. There it is. So I told you on the last episode when we were playing Condor that we would be playing this band, Boss. We're going to be playing Boss from the December 3rd, 2021 release, Cash 'Em In. The band didn't have any social medias that I could find, but you can definitely find their stuff, especially on Static Shock Records on Bandcamp. Red Signal is the track. Great recommendations. I haven't been pointing out, but hopefully it's clear. Since Surcease, all the way through these and the next few, all great recommendations. Bands, I had some of these releases but didn't think to play because didn't have some of these the first time around when we did France, but have acquired them since, including this one, which is a great release. Make sure you go check out the rest of Cash 'Em In. Here's Red Signal. Signal, great stuff. Next up, heading to Brest. Definitely played this band before, Prisoner du Temps, Prisoner of Time. This is out on UVPR, and you should definitely be checking this out. So good. This Prisoner du Temps, I highly recommend it. First off, the release came out December 10th of 2022. One of my favorite albums of 2022, so I've definitely played it, but we played it. This release came out after we featured the French bands the last go around, so definitely had to feature them this time. And if you remember, I've played them. I got the recommendation to play them, so we're going to play that recommended track. Turns out one I haven't played. I have this along with a bunch of other UVPR. So if you're here in the Americas, I have 5 copies of it available. I think there's some other places that might sell it. Dismantled may have had it at one point. I wouldn't doubt it if Longshot has it too. So you can get it there, but you could also get it from me. Comment un lion en cage. That's what came out. Such a good album. I can't recommend it enough. I'm going to give you a track here in just a second, and you'll know why if you don't already know why. And Prisonnier.du.temps is where you'll find them on Instagram. So make sure you go follow this band. Lâchez pas l'été. L'état is the name of the track. So here we go with Prisonnier du Temps. Sure, you go check that out. Even if you're not going to order the vinyl, especially order for me, I would like to sell them, but then I'll order more records, you know, that you can get from these fantastic European labels. But go check it out nonetheless. Do yourself a favor, it's awesome if you haven't yet. Next up, we're going to be playing the band Arsou, ARSOU. They're at Lille in France. I keep saying I need to look that up because we play like 2 or 3 bands. We're going to be playing in 2 more. On this one, man, they got a killer punk scene there. This band, Arsu, does not have any social media pages. Don't really know too much else other than they put out a demo. This is a recommendation from Rude Boy Groot. Otherwise, I don't think I was coming across this one. So thank you for that, for sure. March 16th of 2023 is when demo came out. We are going to be playing the track Poussières. Poussières. So let's go with Arsu. Like I said, I wasn't coming across that one, so really happy for the recommendation. We got another one here. They're out of Paris. The band is Fracture. I played them before, but definitely not when we did France. Obviously, this came out afterwards. It also is available over on UVPR, so make sure you go check that out because UVPR's got so many cool releases. I don't have this one available in States. Got a lot of other cool stuff that they put out, but not that one specifically. This one, Fracture, they put out Purgatoire, which is an EP that came out March 23. They're at Fracture 75 on Facebook and Fracture underscore punk on Instagram. So check them out and follow. Remember, least we could do is go to these social medias, these band camps and such, and follow them. Let them know that somebody's into their stuff. I mean, it's not like you get spam or anything from following and letting bands know that you're interested in what they're doing, and then go support the ones that you really like in some other fashion, however you see fit. Off of Purgatoire, we're going to play the recommended track, or one of the recommended tracks anyway, Angoisse's Nocturne. So I'm sure I goofed that up. Angoisse's Nocturnes. You'll find it. It's great. Look for Purgatoire, the EP from 2023. Like I said, I think I got it. Anyway, great stuff there from Fracture. We're going to throw one in a band I was intending on playing. I played when they had something new off of this, I think is when I played, from Bongo Kids, Manière de Faire. We're playing from a different release, so I did play something new. I actually picked up their newest 7-inch at Bad Time Records in Paris when I was in France just a few months ago, and one of those things that inspired me to play them again when we are featuring French bands. They're from Lyon. On October 5th of 2023 on Joe Pogo Records, Manière de Faire was an EP that they released. You can find the band at Bongo Kids Facebook and at Bongo Kids underscore Lyon on Instagram, and we are going to play the title track, Manière de Faire, Manière de Faire. Let's go. We'll be right back. Bongo Kids, like I said, reach back just a little bit further than that 7-inch that I played earlier this year. I think it was from this year, maybe late last year. Great stuff, though, from them. Go check them out. Next up, we got four in a row all recommended from our pal Rude Boy Groot. The first one here from Brest. Yeah, we've already been to Brest, but we're going back again for the band Grisaille. That's Grisaille. On December 10th of 2023, the last of the 2023 releases for the show, they released Entre Deux Versets. This is a new band project of Jackie and Fab, founders of Syndrome 81 and Mentality 81. So we know that's going to be good. There is no social medias for this band, but you can obviously go find more on those other social medias if you're interested in what these guys are doing. And go to the Bandcamp page. Blessures is the name of the track, so let's giddy up and go with that one. From Brest. Next up, heading back to Paris for the band Cran. We played A-Cran, now we're going to play just Cran. And yes, they definitely sound different. For some reason you don't know, you're going to find out in a minute. The band started in 2018. They are found at Cran Paris over on Facebook and at cran.punk over, is that dot? Nope, sorry, cran_punk over on Instagram. They are really good. We are going to play something from them. I got the LP, so this we're going to play, Rejet, is the EP that the band put out. The LP, which I've played stuff from, you can get that, Nate. You can get that from me if you're here in the States. If you're over in Europe, definitely go order that from UVPR. But that full length is great. We are going to feature off of Rejet because we got the recommendation, Les Lumières du Soir. Again, it came out April 9th of 2024. Go check out Cran. They're awesome. That three-track EP is awesome. LP Nate is awesome. So don't let me change your mind. Let the band. Here it is. Like I said, that is off of Rejet, Les Lumières du Soir. Next up, we're heading to Seau in France. I don't know where that one is. I should be pulling the map up and looking at all these. I got lazy. I apologize. Cour Vaillant. They are from Seau. This is a 2024 release, August 21st of 2024. They formed during the lockdown at the end of 2020, and they are at Skin Cour Vaillant on Facebook, and that is CourVaillant. They put out Cour Vaillant, which is an EP, and that's what came out on August 21st of last year, so less than a year ago. And Je irai revoir au paradis is the name of the track. I'm sure I did that terribly, but nonetheless, we'll listen to the track. Cour Vaillant. Here goes.
Thank you.
Corvaillant with J'irai te revoir au paradis. I'm sure I did that terribly, but I gave it a go. Next up, we are going to be playing Alvilda from Paris. I think we played something from this release. It came out. It's not even the last. We have two more 2024 releases. October 25th of 2024. So new stuff for the end of last year. Still less than a year ago. I mean, it's only, 8 months, something like that. C'est déjà l'heure is the name of the release. You can find the band at alvilda.paris. And that's on Facebook and alvilda.band over on Instagram. We are going to get to the track this time around, Maladresse. Again, we didn't play them when we did France the last go around. So we're going to throw on Maladresse from Alvilda now.
Je ne suis pas maman. Faites que je vous.
Yeah, great stuff there, Alvilda. That was a Maladres. Next up, we are heading to the band Les Couloirs du Temps. They don't have any social medias. I only know that they are from France. I don't know where specifically. They did put out a self-titled Les Couloirs du Temps EP on November 1st of 2024. Cool stuff. Tourmont is the track that we are going to check out together from them. So this one and one more 2024, and then we'll wrap up the show with a handful of 2025 releases. Here we go, Les Couloirs du Temps. Les Couloirs du Temps. Yeah, it was Tourmont. Good stuff from them. We're going to play Les Loupoy next. They're from Chalon-sur-Saône in France. Sometime last year, they released ACH, which is Aujourd'hui Comme Hier. Officially, it looked like December 12th it came out, so everybody could get it. But somewhere along the lines, I think it was out like on CD, maybe vinyl, during the year. I don't know its official release date, minus end of the year. The band's been a band since 2007, so 18 years for them. Congratulations, that's awesome. At Les Loupoy Street Punk over on Facebook and at Les Loupoy on Instagram. L-E-S-L-U-P-O-I. Off of ACH, we're going to play a different track this time around because I did play something when it was released last year. This time around, we're going to play Deviant. So here we go with Les Loupoys.
Plein
Les Loupois Déviantes. Great stuff from Chalon-sur-Saône. Next, we have two bands from Lille in France. We go Lille, Lyon, Lille, and Montchio-les-Mines. We'll wrap up there. Anyway, Lille, which I do terrible. It's got to be something. I got to look this up. I keep saying it every time, and I'm like, all right, we play it. And then we come back to it. Anyway, last of the 2024 releases, December 13th of 2024, the band Violence Banalise. They released album 2024. This one and all the other three tracks after this one, all recommended. Thank you, Rude Boy Groot. All of these great. Jusqu'à la Morte is the track. So here we go. Violence Banalise. Here it is. Great stuff. Next to Lyon for the second time this episode. This time for the band Fleo. Fleau. There we go. Translates to Scourge. A lot easier for me to say that. Fleo. X Destruction. over on Facebook if you want to follow him, and Fleo.destruction over on Instagram if you want to follow him there. March 5th of this year, released a self-titled EP. Funny enough, the next release came out March 7th, 2 days later. But to the March 5th release, we're going to play Dans la Nuit. So here we go with Fleo. Dans la Nuit. Great stuff from them. Brings us up to the final two. As I was saying, a March 7th release. The band from Lille. March 7th, Utopie. Put out, that's U-T-O-P-I-E. Put out Virage, which is an LP. Didn't see social medias. Couldn't find any for them, but they do have a band camp, as most of these bands do. So if you don't find them, if I didn't tell you the social medias and you don't find them there, you can still check them out, follow them, keep up with what they're doing through any updates they do and such over on Bandcamp. Obviously, any of the bands putting stuff out here have put stuff out in the last few years, so maybe active, especially these newer releases. L'Appel du Vide is the track that we are going to get to, so let's get to it now. We'll get one more after this one.
Tu te rapproches du monde.
Utopie, L'Appel du Vide. Great stuff. Brings to the last band of the show, which was a band featured on the last episode. Well, turns out the band Ours Control. They put out something new last month, May 25th of 2025. I didn't know about it. We did feature the band Ours Control from a release that came out in 2013. L'Union fait la force. And, well, why not? We should feature something new. I missed it, but our pal Rude Boy Groot pointed it out to me yesterday. So I thought, hell yeah, we'll check it out. Checked it out. The release is Contre Vent et Marise. And we are going to feature the track Dans le Bas-Fond. So let's get to it. Last release of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to leave this with you. We will be doing a saxophone episode. Hopefully you enjoyed the France thus far. I could probably squeeze in another track or two for next week's France episode, the last of this go around. But it's been a lot of fun again, a lot of great recommendations. I appreciate all the comments and other great suggestions that have come along the way. We'll feature some other cool bands next week. But as for now, Ours Control, new one, Dans les Bas-Fonds. Here it is.